Hi, my name is Angel. I'm calling from Opinion Research with a public opinion survey about Kern County. I'm not selling anything and I'm not asking for a donation. May I speak with John Hill?
You're speaking, woman.
Okay, thank you.
I'm right here. Mm-hmm.
Okay, hi. First of all, are you registered to vote in Kern County?
I beg your pardon?
Are you registered to vote in Kern County?
Yes, I am.
Thank you. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president, U.S. Congress, county supervisor, and other offices on November 5th? Are you almost certain? Probably 50-50. Don't think you vote.
I'm almost certain that I don't know what the main question was.
Okay. Well, I'll have to read it over. I know it's a long way off, but what are the chances of your voting in the election for president?
I will absolutely vote in the election, yes.
Okay, thank you. Thinking about past elections in Kern County for local offices like County Board of Supervisors, do you always vote? Okay, thank you. And generally speaking, do you think that the things in Kern County are going in the right direction, or do you feel things have gone off on the wrong track?
I think they're going in a good direction.
Thank you. Now I'm going to read you the names of some public figures, and I'd like you to rate your feelings towards each one as very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very favorable. If you have no opinion or have never heard of that person, please say so. The first one is Gavin Newsom. Is he very favorable? Somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, neutral, never heard of, don't know.
Was the name Gavin Newsom?
Yes.
Okay, very unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. The next is Kamala Harris. Is she
very favorable? Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you. Next is Donald Trump. Is he very favorable? Thank you. And next is Leticia Perez. Is he very favorable? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable? Neutral? Never heard of? Don't know.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Finally, we have Kim Salas. Is she very favorable? Somewhat favorable? Somewhat unfavorable? Very unfavorable? Neutral? Never heard of? Don't know.
Don't know.
Okay, thank you. All right, would you say Leticia Perez is doing an excellent, good, just fair, or poor job as county supervisor?
Good job.
Okay, thank you. Overall, do you think county supervisor Leticia deserves to be reelected, or do you think that someone new should be given a chance?
Someone new should be given a chance.
Thank you. If the election for president were held today, for whom would you vote? Democrat Kamala Harris or Republican Donald Trump?
Republican Donald Trump.
Thank you. And if the election for a current county supervisor were held today and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, county supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director. For whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
That was a mixed-up question. I'm sorry. I didn't quite understand that. There's two people, the two different offices, and I don't understand the question.
I'm sorry. Let me go again. If the election for Kern County Supervisor were held today, and the candidates in your district were Leticia Perez, who is County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? Leticia Perez, who is County Supervisor, or Kim Salas?
Mm-hmm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
Okay, thank you. How certain are you that you would vote for Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director? Are you very certain, somewhat certain, or not certain at all?
Somewhat certain.
Okay, thank you. We're halfway there. Please tell me which one of these issues, I'll be reading you some issues, which one is most important to you in deciding your vote for county supervisor? The first one is county taxes, crime, jobs and economy, roads and traffic, homelessness, climate change, housing costs, other, don't know. Which one of these issues is most important to you in deciding your vote for a county supervisor?
Homelessness.
Okay, thank you. Right now, I'm going to read you a few statements about Kim Salas. For each, please tell me whether this is very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing, or not at all convincing to support Kim Salas for county supervisor. The first one is Salas wants the county to do more to prevent drug addiction and stop fentanyl use. She'll work for more education and better community services to stop drug use before it starts. Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little
convincing?
Thank you. Next, streets and roads in Kern County are in bad shape. Salas will work to make sure that potholes are filled, drains and gutters are repaired, street lights work, and that trash and graffiti are cleaned up. Is it very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing?
Somewhat convincing.
Thank you. Oh, we have three more. Salas says her top priority is to fight crime by making sure that law enforcement agencies have the staff and resources they need to keep our neighborhood safe. Is that very convincing? Somewhat convincing, a little convincing, not at all convincing, don't know.
Very convincing.
Okay, thank you. Two more. Salas will work to make county government more responsive to taxpayers. She says East Bakersfield has been neglected for too long and that new leadership is needed to improve county services like trash pickup, road repair, and parks and recreation. Is that very convincing, somewhat convincing, a little convincing?
Somewhat convincing. Mm-hmm.
Thank you. And the final one, Salas will fight for a real solution to the homelessness crisis. She wants better mental health care and addiction services, more transitional housing, and improved job training programs. Is that very convincing? Somewhat convincing. Okay, thank you. That was the final statement. So after hearing more information, if the election for a Kern County Supervisor were held today and the candidates were Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, and Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director, for whom would you vote? For Leticia Perez, County Supervisor, or Kim Salas, Assembly Member, District Director?
Kim Salas.
Thank you. All right, so now I'm going to read you a series of statements about Leticia Perez. So for each one, please tell me whether that statement, if it raises very serious doubts, minor doubts, or no real doubts in your mind about voting for Leticia Perez for county supervisor, and we're almost done. All right, so the first statement is Perez does not show poor work. In the last two terms, she missed more board meetings than all other supervisors combined. In the last year alone, she missed 40% of board meetings. Is this very serious doubts? Serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts.
I'm not quite understand. I didn't understand your words on that one. I have a hearing impairment anyway, and there's some echoing on the phone. So what were the questions, the answers again, the possible answers?
Sure. Very serious doubts.
What?
Very serious doubts.
Okay, yeah.
Serious
doubts. So if somebody did all that, didn't show up for work and all that type of thing, mm-hmm. Is that a good thing or a bad thing? I'd say very serious doubts.
Okay, thank you. Next, as county supervisor, Perez has cut funded for law enforcement and public safety. As a result, crime has risen, and Kern County has the highest homicide rate in all of California. Is this a very serious doubt, minor doubt, or no real doubt?
A serious doubt.
Okay, thank you. And the last one is, Perez pled guilty to a conflict of interest indictment involving her voting record as county supervisor. She paid a $30,000 fine and was sentenced to 100 hours of community service for her offense. Is this very serious doubts, minor doubts, no real doubts?
Very serious.
Thank you. That was the final statement. So finally, I would like to ask you a few questions for statistical purposes. Generally speaking, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, or what?
Should I say what? No, a Republican.
Okay, thank you. Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
What kind of Republican?
Would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not very strong Republican?
I'm a moderate strong, so you can put that down.
Okay, thank you. And thinking in political terms, would you say that you are very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Say conservative.
Okay, are you somewhat conservative or very conservative?
I'm in between those. I'm not a wild-haired weirdo, but I'm much more conservative than not. So I guess you might say very conservative.
Okay, thank you. We're at 85%. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed? Is it 1st to 11th grade, high school graduate, non-college post-high school, including vocational, technical, or trade school, some college, including community college, two-year degree, or some college coursework, four-year college graduate, postgraduate school or degree, including medical school, law school,
postgraduate.
Okay. Thank you. And in what year were you born?
1946.
Okay. Thank you. Are you or anyone in your household of Hispanic or Latino descent?
No.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself to be white, African American,
yes,
or?
White.
Okay, thank you. We're at 95%. And finally, strictly for verification purposes by my supervisor, can I have just your first name?
John.
Okay, thank you. Can you confirm spelling for me?
Spell my name for you?
Yes, the first name.
J-O-H-N.
Thank you. All right, so this concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have yourself a good night.
And you too. Thank you now.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Good night.